Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Executive Code Podcast. I'm here with Nicole and she's got more questions that she wants to ask on her behalf, but also on behalf of you, the listener, and also our members in the Executive Code community. So Nicole, what have you got for us today?
So Paul, in this episode, you know, the previous episode, we discussed the concept of time and how it passes. Well, this time around this time of year, we're a month into the new year. We always hear people making resolutions for what they want to achieve this year. So goals such as losing weight or changing careers. So my question is, do New Year's resolutions work and why or why not? And also, how do we go about setting and achieving big goals like the ones people usually make New Year's resolutions for?
Okay, a couple of things on this. One is I'm not really a big fan of New Year's resolutions. Okay, I'm not a huge fan of them. A lot of people set them because it's kind of a bit of a habit and they hear other people setting New Year's resolutions, so they feel that they should be setting New Year's resolutions. So I suppose I encourage my clients, and I do for myself, a different way of, you know, setting goals or objectives and so on. To answer the initial part of your question, do they work? They work if they meet particular criteria, but the vast majority don't work. So I just want to clarify that from that side of things. Some people, it's like it's new year, it's new beginnings. People feel that they want to change what they've been doing for the past while. And especially when it comes after Christmas and they've perhaps maybe done a lot of eating and a lot of drinking, they kind of realize, okay, maybe I should get a little bit more exercise. So there is a bit of an external motivation to actually, you know, set New Year's resolutions. And some New Year's resolutions are set arbitrarily. They're not really as such kind of connected with something for themselves intrinsically. So for the vast majority of the time, New Year's resolutions don't work. Do I have any science to back that up or any data? No, I absolutely don't. It's just my read of all the experiences and clients that I've worked with over the many, many years. So that's where that data comes from. If your New Year's resolutions or your goals or your objectives or whatever it is that you want to achieve, if they are in line with your purpose and if they more particularly are in line with your genius drivers, now you will achieve them. And that's the difference. So where some people kind of set goals or objectives, but they're not really connected with something that they're intrinsically driven to fulfill, well, then the likelihood of them achieving those goals and objectives are minimal. Now, will you achieve some of them? Yeah, you will if you put enough effort into it, but you're not intrinsically motivated to actually achieve them. And that's the difference. If you have to be externally motivated to achieve your goals, so think from a point of view, if going to the gym and getting exercise is not high on what's important to you, you're going to need external motivation in order to drive you or push you to go to the gym. You'll do it maybe for the first few weeks. And by the time this episode comes out, we've had a few weeks post-Christmas. So now it's a case that the New Year's resolutions that you started off with on the 1st of January are probably now falling aside because you've needed an external motivation in order for you to achieve those different things or a change in habits. So first of all, what I'm going to say to you is that if your goals, your objectives are aligned to your genius drivers, well, then you will achieve, or you've got a much, much higher potentiality for actually achieving those goals and objectives. Some people set resolutions, but they're fantasies, they're aspirations. They dream about what they could be, but there's no real backup plan for how they're actually going to achieve it, or there's no real fully intrinsically driven motivation to actually achieve them. They're fantasies. Like most people say, well, I want to lose a couple of stone of weight, or I want to be more fit, or I want to get more exercise. They're all things that people mostly set New Year's resolutions around, but they're fantasies, they're aspirations. And therefore, really what's going to end up doing is they're going to end up beating themselves up for not achieving what it is that they set out to achieve. If you don't have a plan of how you're going to achieve it, now, I don't mean a plan in the sense of you go down into the minute, nitty, gritty detail in order to achieve that goal or objective. It's more about what are the steps that you feel need to be taken in order to achieve that goal and objective. It's a very, very different way of operating. But if you just set yourself a goal of, you want to lose a couple of pounds or a couple of stone without any kind of support, supporting backup, well, then our supporting plan, it's going to be highly unlikely you're going to not achieve it. People also feel, as I said earlier on, they should to have to need to have New Year's resolutions because everybody else does it. So therefore, there's a judgment piece or a comparison piece that comes into play from the perspective of they see everybody else, or there's a bit of peer pressure from the point of view of, well, everybody else is doing it, so maybe I should do it, or I have to do it, or I need to do it because of that peer pressure. And again, it's an external motivation. It's not really going to drive you. What other people talk about when it comes to goals and objectives, they talk about SMART goals. And I don't agree with SMART goals. A lot of business coaches and a lot of business consultants and life coaches talk about having SMART goals. I've never believed them, don't want to believe them, and they're not, they don't work from my perspective. And when I work with my clients, they don't work. And for people that aren't familiar with SMART goals, what SMART, it's SMART is an acronym. And what it stands for is specific, measurable, achievable, and realistic, and time-bound. That's what the acronym stands for. But what you're doing is, if you look at some of those elements of that acronym, meaning it's measurable, it's achievable, some things and some of the greatest goals that have ever been achieved, some people didn't believe that they could actually be achieved. So, you know, yes, you have to have this absolute inner belief that it can be achieved, but for some people, it's too small for them. So think of it from the point of view, when JFK set the goal of we want to put a man on the moon, an awful lot of people didn't know how on earth that was ever going to be achieved, but yet it was achieved. What you want to look at when it comes to setting goals and objectives, I prefer to use the terminology your intention. So what's the intention that you want to have bring about? Because your intention, think of your intention as being a commitment that you're making to yourself of what it is that you want to achieve. So it's a very different dynamic, and it brings a very different energy to what it is that you're going to do. It's a bit like a contract. So it's an intention for yourself of what it is that you want to achieve. You may not fully know how it's to be achieved, which is absolutely okay. But you asked the question, Nicole, in relation to, well, how do you achieve your big goals and your big objectives? And it comes down to, you've got to break it down. So if you've got a big, huge goal, for example, if you take that one that I just gave in relation to, you know, we're going to put a man on the moon. Well, then when you break it all down, well, okay, what are the different elements in order to achieve that great, big, huge goal? So now when you look at that, that, you know, at starting off, it may not be believable that it can be achieved. But when you start to break it down and say, well, actually, no, we could do this, or we could do, you know, we can start looking at, okay, how do we get into, you know, the outer atmosphere and so on. So when you break it down into smaller pieces, now it becomes more believable. And when you bring those smaller pieces together and collectively, it all makes and leads up to achieving the much, much bigger goal. There's a big goal that I'm working on. It's a massive, massive goal. Do I believe it can be achieved? It's a huge goal. I absolutely believe it can be achieved, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done in order to achieve it. But do I have, for want of a better word, milestones, or know the elements of what need to be done? Yeah, I do. You know, Jim Rohn, as far as I can remember, was the person that came up with and said, you know, if the why is big enough, well, then the how will show up. When you know how to work with your unconscious, which is, again, a lot of the thing I cover within the executive code, when you know how to work with your unconscious, now you've got literally, from the point of view of, how to say, those inspired thoughts are there to help you to achieve your goals and objectives, but you have to have that clarity in order to achieve your goals and objectives. But they've got to be inspiring. They have to be in line with your purpose. You've got to be able to believe in them, in what it is, and be driven, absolutely driven to achieve them. That's some of the elements of what are required in order to actually achieve them.
Another thing we hear about, you know, this time of year is 5 or even 10-year goals, right? 10-year plans. And yeah, that is, you know, New Year's resolutions just for this year, but 5 is like way out in the future. And firstly, we don't, you know, when I hear people about talking about that, firstly, they don't even know if they have 5 or 10 years, correct? And secondly, what if the goal takes less than that? But, you know, they're committing themselves to doing it over 10 years or 5 years. And that goes back to where we talked in the previous episode about your task is going to fill up how much time you give it. And so maybe a task, maybe a goal is only going to take 3 years because you don't know what you don't know. Maybe it's, you know, faster than you think, but because you give it 5 years, you're going to take that amount of time to achieve that instead of doing it earlier because you didn't know that it could be done shorter than 5 years.
Yeah. And it all depends on what it is that you want to achieve. So say, for example, okay, so let's just take, you want to write a book, okay? Or you want to get a book published. Well, then it is a shorter term goal, if that makes sense. It's an intention of what you can actually achieve. When you break it down, it is actually possible. So that's something that can be done in a very, very short space of time, or it could take years to actually write. So it depends on, it's relative to what is the goal that you want to achieve. If it's a goal that you want to reach X number of people, well, then that may take a much more longer period. Okay. So it's the time is relevant to what it is that you do want to achieve. One of the things that we discussed on the last episode was around, or I touched on it, was around leaving a legacy. So what are the goals that you have that are actually feeding into you actually leaving a legacy to make a difference? And there are the goals, again, it'll depend on the individual of what it is that they want to achieve. Some people are look at their goals as being short-term, meaning they want to reach financial freedom. But let me ask you the question, whatever the goals that you're setting for yourself, whether it be around money or whether it be around relationships, whether it be around your health, whatever area of your life that you're trying to set a goal around, what are the actions that you're doing to get you closer to achieving that goal? And this comes back to what I said earlier on. A lot of people set goals, but they're fantasies. They're aspirations, but they expect that they're going to sit on the couch and do nothing and still achieve the goal. That's not how it works. So each day, when I'm talking about setting intentions, setting intention is a much a deeper way of achieving what it is that you want to achieve. And it's working with your intrinsic driven nature within yourself in relation to your purpose. But you're also working with your unconscious hand in hand in order to achieve what you want to do. But every single day, you're reviewing those intentions. And by reviewing those intentions, you're now bringing to your mind what it is that you want to achieve, that vision of what it is you want to achieve. But then it's a case of what are the actions that you need to take today in order to get you closer to achieving those goals? And that's the part where a lot of people fall down on. They get distracted by all other different tasks or tasks that they feel that they have to, need to, or should do, or other stuff that literally part of it they don't even enjoy doing, but they still do them. And therefore, they're actually avoiding the things of where they're setting the goals or the intentions around. So really, when you look at your day, say, well, what are the actions that you did today that actually got you closer to achieving the goals that you wanted? And that is very stark for a lot of people when they start to look at that.
So for me, the next sort of big goal that I have is, you know, to make it to the airlines. And it just so happens that based on my timeline, I'll probably make it this year, you know, in 2022. But for me, it's not exactly a New Year's resolution. It's just the next step in my career that kind of matches up with what timeline I'm on. Yes. So do you have any, you know, advice on how I can not tie myself to a specific timeline? Because, for example, we'll use this airline training example. Training takes about 3 to 4 months, right? Yeah. And then based on that, I think I'm going to be at a certain place once I'm done. But it helps that if, you know, I don't tie myself to a specific timeline, it'll be better when things and unexpected things come up so that I don't feel so frustrated or, you know, annoyed that my plan or my timeline has been disrupted. So is there anything else, you know, that people can have to not tie themselves to a specific timeline this much?
Yeah. So timelines work for some people because it just gives it a milestone or a flag to aim towards. However, as you said, Nicole, what they end up doing is they end up beating themselves up. So it is to have the intention of what it is that you want to achieve, not necessarily within the timeline. You know, if timelines work for you and you feel they're an area of focus for you, I'm not saying don't use them. But if it's the case that you want to achieve that, it depends on how how much you want to achieve it and how hungry you are to achieve it. Because the more hungry you are, which is the intrinsic motivation, the more hungry you are to achieve it, well, then the faster you're going to achieve it. So it just depends, honestly, in relation to how much do you really, really absolutely want to achieve what it is that you want to achieve. So that one that you describe is more of a short term. So for me, if I was in your shoes, I wouldn't have a timeline. If that's your if that's what you feel is your next milestone that you want to achieve, I will be putting all my effort and energy and everything that I possibly can into actually achieving it. And I would be open up from the point of view of everything else that shows up from an unconscious perspective or an inspired thought perspective that will absolutely help you to achieve that. So I work slightly different, and it's very, I suppose, in some respects, it's hard to explain on a very, very short podcast. But when I work with clients, I bring them through mapping out what those intentions are and being open to how they're actually going to achieve. But it's about developing habits around those intentions. So therefore, they end up having achieved what they set out to achieve an awful lot quicker and with less effort. So that's one aspect. But the one thing that I would say to you is that, so we recently, and listeners won't be aware of this, but we recently went through your pilot's manual. Now, what I mean by the pilot's manual is your life purpose. So you identified what your genius drivers are, what your genius role is, your genius inspiration, and your genius quest. We identified those four elements for you. I would take, and it's not about disclosing what those four elements are, you don't have to, but if you take what your purpose is and you start to write out what it is, your intention around what it is that you want to achieve, based on the conversations that we've had and the insights that I shared with you, if you write out an intention around that without any timeline whatsoever, and now said, okay, now this is what I want to do, okay, I'll be amazed, you'll be amazed at how quickly you'll actually achieve that. And that won't have any timelines.
So for me, at least, for my case, I should not, you know, stick to any specific timeline. Just give it everything I've got, put in the effort according to, you know, my genius drivers and what my mission is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if it's not aligned to your purpose, it's going to be an awful lot more difficult to actually achieve. Let's put it that way. You can do it. An awful lot of work. It can be done, but it depends on how much work you want to put into actually achieving your objectives.
One last thing. It's more of a general question. What about, you know, people who say they want to graduate college at, you know, 20, 21, yeah. You know, have a career by 28, get married by 30, have a kid by 35. You know, what do you think about those goals, right? Because they are big goals. They're also, I guess, medium-term goals because they're about 5, 10 years, you know. Then by like a certain age, you want to have a house and a car. So are those effective at all? Or is it just, you know, peer pressure and what society thinks that we have to do at a certain age?
Yeah, if you're driven enough to achieve them, you'll achieve them. So that's exactly the goal that I set myself going back when I was early 20. So when I was trained to be a management accountant, in order to be a management accountant, it's a 4-year duration. That's how long it took back then. With everything else that was going on in my lifetime at that time, there was a lot of disruption going on at that time as well. So I was also getting married as well. So I set my own goal, if you want to call it a goal, I set my own goal that I wanted to achieve and get qualified as a management accountant within 4 years. Now, what that means is that you have to do all the exams and pass all the exams. You also have to get the experience and relevant experience to being a management accountant in order to be certified and qualified as a management accountant, which can be a tall order for a lot of people. And especially when you're doing it on a part-time basis and not on a full-time basis. So when you're working during the day, getting married, having a kid, and studying for your exams in part-time, that's a lot of pressure. But I was hungry. I mean, hungry in the sense of that's the intention that I set. I wanted to get that within 4 years. I had a bit of a speed bump on one of the exams and therefore had to repeat that exam. And some people, that would have extended another year onto them getting the exam. No, I was still adamant. I wanted to get it done within 4 years because I knew what my next milestone was that I wanted to achieve. So Can it be done? It absolutely can be done. It gets back to how hungry you are. Now, are they right intentions to have or right goals to have? For me, it was at that time because I knew where my next stepping stones that I wanted to achieve in order to get to a particular place that I wanted to get to, in order to do the work that I wanted to do. So from that perspective to the level that I wanted to get to work on and the kind of companies I wanted to work with and so on, it absolutely was a way for me to get to where I wanted to get to. So I mean that from the perspective of it depends on what it is that you want to achieve out of life. Yeah. So are you young? When you're younger, are you going to set different goals, objectives, intentions? Yeah, of course you are. Because again, it comes with the premise that we have more time on our hands. The older you get, you get to set different intentions, goals, or objectives. I encourage listeners to have maybe a range of different intentions. So some will be short term, some will be medium term, and some will be long term. But go beyond your long term as well. And what's the legacy? What's after you when you leave? So think of your goals and objectives from that perspective as well.
And that goes back into, you know, being motivated intrinsically instead of having an external motivator or, you know, society and what it's telling us that we should have achieved at a certain age.
Yeah. You do you. It's as simple as that. Forget about everybody else. You just do you. You become the genius you that you're meant to become. And the genius you is unique to you. So you just do you.
That's the message.
Perfect. Okay, we'll do it a wrap there. Thanks very much, guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode today. I hope you get a lot from it. And now that we're in the second month of the year, you probably have a look back over the intentions, the goals, the objectives, the resolutions that you set for the new year, and perhaps maybe take a relook at them and see what it is that you need to do in order to actually really achieve what it is that you want to achieve this year and beyond. Until next time, I wish you every success.